Any parent who's priced out a trip to Disneyland lately, or any other big amusement park, is likely suffering from sticker shock. Gate prices at many parks hover around $70 a ticket. For a family of four, that's over $250 just to get in the door. And that may be why, in these hard times, smaller boardwalk amusement parks are seeing new customers, lots of them. Katie Orr of member station KPBS in San Diego reports.
An amusement park presents many potential metaphors for the country's economy. There's the roller coaster, which could symbolize the stock market's ups and downs, or just people's emotions. There's a carousel going around and around, but never getting anywhere. And at Belmont Park, along the beach in San Diego, there's a ride that seems to be appropriately called Chaos. But as Wendy Crane stands in front of the brightly colored ride, spinning and twisting behind her, she's not talking about economic chaos or how the park has staggered through the recession. She's talking about how it's thrived.
The last couple years, we've actually had our highest years ever.
Crane is general manager of the San Diego Coaster Company, which runs the rides at Belmont Park, including the classic Giant Dipper roller coaster. Crane says revenues have been up nearly 7% in each of the past 2 years. There's one word that explains the increase in business: free.
Free beach, free parking, free admission to the park. You don't have to pay the large price for a gated attraction. The stay time's a lot shorter. You're not committed to a full day.
Visitor Suzanne Turner liked the sound of that. The San Diego resident brought her parents and her three sons down to the beachside park.
We decided we couldn't go out of town this year, obviously, with the economy being as it is, but we wanted to do something fun and different.
Bottom line was money.
Affordability was definitely a draw for San Diego dad Jim Malwitz. He watched as his two kids played a carnival game.
You guys ready, set, bongo.
Bang for your buck. You get a couple of kids. A couple $100 goes a lot longer down here than it does at the zoo or the Wild Animal Park or SeaWorld.
Visitors at Belmont Park can buy enough tickets for one ride or get an all-you-can-ride wristband for about $20. Compare that to SeaWorld, just down the road, where prices start at $59 if you're under 9 and go up from there. Dennis Spiegel is president of an amusement park consulting company. He says attendance at big parks was flat in 2008 and not much better in 2009. But smaller parks are celebrating all across the country.
The boardwalk parks over on the East Coast have done very well the last 2 years for two reasons. They're capturing some of the tourism that's still coming into those areas, but they're also becoming the local staycation visitation spot. And certainly having that free gate during this recession in 2009 has helped them a lot.
Economics are pushing this trend, but so is something else. Mark Lipton is spokesman for the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in Northern California.
A good portion of our visitors are people who have come here as children with their parents and are coming back to share their experience with their children. And it's reliving memories and making memories.
Boardwalk parks are hoping people will keep making those memories. 340 million people visited theme parks, large and small, last year, spending on average between $20 and $50 each. Capturing a bit more of that market each year will ensure that those classic rides will clatter on. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in San Diego.
All Things Considered will continue in just a moment.